pedacito de la historia negra, de la historia nuestra, caballero.
Good afternoon. It's the real Lisa V from 106.1 FM The Heat. And let me tell you, Columbia is in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's right, Mi Carreta Restaurant and Bakery, located at 2705 54th Avenue North. Phone number 727-575-7929. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. You will literally feel like you are in Columbia right here in St. Petersburg, Florida. Please let Marlon and the crew know Lisa V sent you. That's right, C'est La Vie Nail Salon, located at 1401 34th Street North. Phone number 727-873-7546. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 7:30, and Sunday, 10:30 to 5:30. If you want affordable, clean, and a friendly nail salon, you definitely want to see C'est La Vie Nail Bar. Evening, Champa Bay. This is the real Lisa V, and I am so, so excited tonight. We have the world premiere of Atlas Star Records Radio. We've got some amazing artists that are going to be calling in any moment now. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Bobby, do we have the president of Atlas Star Records on?
He is coming on in like
30 seconds.
Oh, this
is great. He's here. I am so excited. I was able to get involved with Atlas Star Records, and I have the president and head guy in charge on right now. Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Joe. How are you doing today? It's world premiere Atlas Star Records Radio. If you would have told me a year ago after our conversation, we would be world premiering Atlas Star Records Radio on Tan Talk 106.1, I would have like definitely said, whatever you're drinking, I want two of, because, you know. But tell me a little bit about Atlas Star, how you got it started, and anything you want myself and the listeners out in Champa Bay to get to know Atlas better.
Okay, so it's definitely a long story, but I'll keep it short. I was a recording artist and performing artist for 25 years. I was in contention for a Grammy nomination for Best New Rock Artist and Best Rock Performance in 2017. I had a tragic car accident right around the same time I was recording the record that I was getting in contention with, and that kind of ended my recording and performing career. So then I needed to stay in the music business. It was all I knew for the last 30 years, you know, so I started Atlas Star Records, coming from the standpoint and perspective of the artists. I tried to kind of reverse engineer the way that the industry works. And, 3 years later, here we are with about 60 artists from 12 countries on the label. And some of them, you know, about 10 of them doing some really, really big things. And a couple of them, I believe we have on the show tonight.
Yes, we do. We have quite a few of your artists that are on. And I wanted to also announce that this is another Don Reese Hollywood Connection special. Don Reese has been, you know, around for many years in this industry. And this is how you and I became to know each other was through Don. And I know that we've got a lot of great stuff coming up in this hour. And I've got a few questions for you because the artists haven't called in yet. So as soon as I hear the phone ringing, then I know that, you know, that we're good to go. But what's been your biggest obstacle in your time that you've had Atlas Star Records? What's been one of your biggest obstacles to have this record label and continue to be, you know, moving?
It's really it's been the loyalty and dedication and work ethic of the agents and A&Rs that I've hired, managers that were supposed to be managers that never managed a damn thing. You know, I've had to replace, I've replaced over 90 employees in the past 3 years.
Well, I mean, I know for a fact that, you know, in the music business, I mean, I'm about to, you know, eventually release, you know, my song that goes with a book and a documentary. And I know that I've, you know, had to face some obstacles myself. But as far as all the doubters and the haters, how have you handled those situations? Because I know, especially, you know, being with many different genres, you know, in the record business, that, you know, you've got different types of, you know, not only cultural differences, people from other countries and people from, you know, diverse backgrounds, that you've got to try to have everybody work together because everybody thinks that they've got the next, you know, big hit or song or whatever. And, you know, not everybody's Jay-Z or Beyonce. You know what I mean?
I've had to overcome a lot of objections. I've had to overcome a lot of complaints. I've had to take the haters' comments and opinions and their public slander and character assassination on Facebook and stuff and just let it go.
Yeah, and as you know, social media, that, I mean, it can make or break you. You know, one bad post, one bad video, one bad, you know, anything on social media. You never know.
You got people watching.
Yeah, everybody's watching. And if they weren't watching, they're watching the minute you do something that you probably shouldn't be doing. And, you know, like I said, there's so many different personalities. And I know for a fact that I've dealt with a few people. And, you know, in this business, you know, it doesn't have to be cutthroat. It's just, hey, what can I do to help you get where you need to be? But some people don't really think of it like that. They think of, I want to get to number one. I don't care who I step on.
Yeah.
And that's not the way it needs to be. But as far as
we don't compete with no one.
Right. I mean, you're here for the artist and you're here to make sure that they get the most, you know, and that their career can be as far as, you know, would I make a joke always with, and also with branding, which I know you help with that. If Nike swoosh was upside down, would they be as famous? It's all about branding. Like, we'll never know that, you know? And as far as everything goes from there, what are you currently working on right now at Atlas? I know you're doing, you've got your hands in a lot of fires there.
Yeah.
But what one thing?
I can't divulge everything, but I could tell you we are teaming up with a lot of companies and corporations on a number of different products. You know, we're coming out with branded products. I started a new brand called Retro Palms, where we're going to have our own blunt wraps and cigars, and we're going to have CBD products. We already do have CBD. We already have some all this stuff, but, you know, with Low Country Hemp Farms getting involved.
Are you there?
Yep, his call dropped.
Okay, call dropped.
Oh, here it comes.
Okay, there we go. I think we're going to be back on in a second.
He is.
Is he there? Are you there, Joe?
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry about that.
Call dropped. But go ahead, as you were saying.
Okay, so yeah, we're working with Low Country Hemp Farms. We're working with Tideland Brewing in Charleston, South Carolina, to help us with our IPAs and our new line of beer that's coming out. And, you know, we're cross-marketing and cross-promoting with a lot of companies, like Good Times USA, right there in Tampa. you know, we have some clothing companies that we're talking to get, and we're talking to famous designers like Yannick from Making the Cut. He's the season last season's winner. He's going to be designing some jeans and stuff for us. And you know, we're getting our hands into pretty much everything: water, energy drinks.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
I'm interested in the energy drink. Can you imagine the real Lisa V energy drink?
I know.
I'm not kidding you. People be like, they can't keep up with you. That energy drink can't even keep up with me on the first round. I promise you, it'll be a very...
We're formulating it. We have labs right now formulating it, coming up with the formula. We got the recipe. They're just, you know, tweaking it and making sure that it's FDA approved, and we're filing for our FDA license and all that good stuff. So I mean, the products that we're making are going to be in the stores. They're going to be everywhere you go. You're going to be able to see Retro Palms and Atlas R Records products everywhere, with artists on the labels. Our artists are going to be representing these brands.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see the doors that are opening. Now, at this moment, we were waiting for Gene Anderson to call in. He has not called in yet, but I do have one of your other artists on the phone right now.
You do have an artist on the phone? Okay, you have
A-plus is on. So if you would like to introduce right now, A-plus, are you on the line with us?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. Well, congratulations on world premiere Atlas Star Records Radio. And I know you know the man behind it all right there. Joe, I'm going to let you take it away and introduce what he's going to be doing with Atlas Star. And I believe that we have a song or two of his to premiere here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. First of all, he's a fantastic creator. Everywhere from his performance and his songwriting abilities and the cadence in his voice and the way he's able to move a melody and really connect with the listener, because he's talking about real stuff. You know, a lot of hip hop these days, you know, they're talking about stuff that we don't need to be spreading around in our cultures. You know, about killing each other and all that stuff, and he's not about that. And I admire that in his creativity. And you know, he's new to the label, so he's still learning the ropes on how we operate and stuff. But he's picking up things fast, and he's got a really good bright future ahead of him. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I got a question. A-plus, how long have you wanted to be in the music business, and when did you realize that your dream, you know, could come true?
Well, I've been writing for a while, since I've been like 13 years old. You know, I've been through a lot, so I kind of took it serious when I had like 15, you know what I mean, through my life experience, seeing a lot of stuff and a lot of things, you know, so I just kind of buckled down, trying to take it serious, you know what I mean, see how far I can go and all that.
All right. And Joe, how did you and A-plus meet?
That's a good question. I think through an agent, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody brought him to my attention. I listened to a track, and it was pretty much history from there. I knew he had the potential and the marketability and the skill to actually make a difference and make an impact on the industry.
Right. In other words, you from that one song realize that, hey, not only do I have a gifted, you know, talent here, I have, you know, a performer, an artist, and exactly the, you know, genre that you know, you were wanting to branch out and make bigger. So I know that we have a song of his. Would you, A-plus, would you tell us a little bit about the song that we're going to be playing for you here in just a few seconds?
And it's Gone. The name of the song is Gone.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Gone. I lost my mother a while ago, you know, so it's kind of, it goes to her, really. You know, I wrote it to her.
Okay.
So well, it's dedicated to my mother.
Well, wow, that's a nice legacy for your mom to write a song, you know, for her. So, well, without any further wait, we are going to premiere Atlas Star Records Radio, A Plus the Ghost Gone.
Sit back and I reminisce. It's the small things in life that I really miss. Like the grandbabies you would never get to kiss. Genie in a bottle, I just need one wish. To see your smile on a sunny day. You cussing us out for blowing blunts in the driveway. We 10 deep by the stoop. Remember the whole Willow Block crew. Drop top riding, I see the sparkle in your eyes. Never really had a chance to say my goodbyes. You said as long as you dream, you got hope. Lizette's quote, the realest shit I ever spoke. No summer in Miami, I remember summers at my granny's. Best moments of my life, feel like I won the Grammys. Always kept Moto One, that's why the females can't stand me. It is what it is, I get it from my mammy's unconditional love. They say I changed when you passed. Just know I'm on his ass. Unconditional love. Unconditional love. Mama raised a thug, huh? It was nothing less with you. You always did your best. We was tight when we step out. We stepped to impress. That night I shouldn't have left. Now I live with regrets. Late night cold sweats. Reality check. You was my mother and my father. Not just me, but to the hood. By the way, tell old Derek and Timor I said was good. Kenwood. You was the life of the party. When you step, all attention. When you talk, they really listen. Akron block party, I'm with the juvenile detention. My little life a crime. You was there every time. Both your daughters doing fine. Auntie still on the grind. We talk about you all the time. Congo still be crying. They ask me how I'm doing, I be lying. They shoot a text, I'm not replying. Right now we riding, I think he hiding. You always told me, you gotta finish what you start. You forever in my heart. I see you again when I depart. Unconditional love. They say I changed when you passed. Just know I'm on his ass. Unconditional love. Unconditional love. Mama raised a thug, huh?
Well, there you have it. World premiere on Atlas Star Records Radio. A Plus the Ghost Gone. I really like that. That was really good. And you know, when you can feel somebody's, you know, almost feel not really what they went through, but the fact that it was, you know, to your mom, I got goosebumps when you started, you know. And it, you know, it's a great tribute. It's something that, you know, when this does, you know, go up through the charts, you'll be able to say this was from my mom. And I think that's just honorable and very notable. But is there anything, A Plus, that you would, you know, want us to know, want our listeners to know? I mean, how many other songs do you have, you know, waiting? Are you just waiting to, you know, release them one at a time? Are you, you know, working on stuff right now, videos? You got tours coming up? You got any places that you're going to be, you know, in Charleston, wherever you're going to be at? Could you let us know? Hello? A Plus?
Can you hear me?
Are you there? Yeah, we can now. There you are. Did you hear anything that I said, or was it on mute?
Yeah, I heard you.
Oh, you did? Yeah. So if you'd like to tell us where you're going from here, do you have any dates that you're going to be, you know, performing at locally or wherever?
And promote that single.
Yeah, right now I'm promoting that single. I really ain't doing a performance. I got like a whole bunch load of songs to drop. So I'm about to double back up. That's just the beginning right there. I got a lot more coming. So I just want everybody to get ready because it's going down. I'm about to put it on for Atlas.
Yes.
You know, it's all a go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Atlas on the map. There you have it.
That's Atlas right.
The map.
So anybody you want to shout out to, A Plus?
It's all a go. It's coming.
All right. There you have it. And Joe, what can we expect that, you're going to help A Plus. Where do you see him in the next, 3 months? What do you have him doing?
There's a lot. We're working on tours right now and coordinating. That stuff takes a lot of time, but I would say within the next 6 months, there's going to be a tour, and within the next 3 months, there's going to be a big show in Charleston. I'm orchestrating it and putting it together right now. He's got a song on Spotify and all platforms right now called Tomorrow. It's a song that you definitely want to listen to. It really caught my attention, and it's the latest release, the official release. So this song, Gone, hasn't even been released yet. So this is an exclusive on 106.1 here, that we played it here. This is its debut. So that will probably be the next song that we release in his catalog. But he's got a ton of material. This kid writes like a maniac. And and with Gone and Tomorrow, I mean, he's gonna be on the charts. He's gonna be getting on the charts because we're gonna be submitting for all kinds of different opportunities.
Well, I think Joe knows better than anybody else. I can rap myself. I blew him away in the car singing Little Dirk and Little Baby, didn't I, Joe? You were like, how did you know that? I didn't even know that song. I did both parts. I was pretty impressed with myself. But yeah, that was fun in the car. Yeah, definitely. He was like, how do you know this song? I said, don't judge a book by its cover, Uncle Joe. That's for sure. But I'm excited that, we world premiered, first night Atlas Star Records Radio, and now we world premiere, your single Gone. And like I said, I can't wait when you're standing up there getting your Grammy. I could be like, I was the one that had him on the show first, and it's going to be memorable.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so we thank you so much, A-Plus, for taking your time out of your busy schedule. And we've got other artists that have called in. And we've got Zoe on the phone. Zoe, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Ms.?
I'm doing quite well, Zoe. How are you tonight? I'm excited we get to premiere two of your songs, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The one with Gene Anderson, Poo Poo Man, and I think it's Night Talk.
Yes, we got you. Yep. Can't get in and Night Talk. So, if you wouldn't mind, Zoe, give us how did you come up with the lyrics to these songs? And I know that one of them also you collaborated with somebody, another guest that should be calling in any second now, if I'm not mistaken. But how did you, what was your process in making these two songs?
You can't get in. Well, shout out Joe Gallagher Jr. We just been going through a whole lot of stuff, so it was like, you can't get in. Once you out, you can't get back in, But, it was like, and Gene Anderson, man, the legend, he blessed me with the beat. We talked to Gene, and he felt my vibe and how I was trying to come on it. And, it was basically like just a lot of feeling in it, just from recent events, And Night Talk, just want to do some things for the females, but at the same time, I want to do some things for the fellas. If you really listen to the lyrics, I'm just really saying that, everything is everything, but everybody has power. So everybody got their own power, stuff like that, But, a whole nother vibe, just doing different things.
Okay.
I want to add, if I can, if you don't
Please.
Mind, You Can't Get In is the first record that's a part of the new school hip hop, new school funk hop genre that Gene Anderson has created. And Gene Anderson, for those who don't know, is the founder of hip hop. He's the first promoter to put Rapper's Delight from Sugar Hill Gang on the map. And, no radio station would play that song. Everybody said rap wouldn't be mainstream. Well, Gene Anderson proved everybody wrong.
Thank God for Gene.
Thank God for Gene.
Now, I'm telling you, if Gene didn't go outside the box, we wouldn't be where we are today.
and You Can't Get In, it means a lot to us, to me and Zoe particularly, because everybody bailed on us before we were able to bless anybody with these opportunities.
Yep.
We have so many opportunities right now that we could have blessed those people with, and they left. And now a lot of them are trying to get back in, and we made the song, or Zoe made the song, "You Can't Get In."
Nope. That's it. Once bitten, that's it. That's it. Once bitten, twice shy. I mean, yeah, everybody.
Just one time. Everybody get one.
I'm telling you, but I've also learned this too. Like, sometimes be careful what you wish for and be careful what you pray for, because I assure you, at some point in the back of your head, Joe, and in the back of your head, Zoe, you were like, man, I wish they would just bail, because you don't want to be the one to, like, cut the ties. But sometimes it's nice when you give them the scissors and they cut it themselves.
Exactly. You know, we ain't got to worry about cutting ties. You know, guys,
exactly. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like I said, I've brought a few people to the label and explained to them this is how it works. And next thing you know, they you would have thought that Jay-Z was, you know, waiting outside to come in. I'm like, who do you think you are? You are nowhere near that class. And for you to take, you know, the attitudes that some people can have, it's almost like mind blowing to me, where I go, wow, like, I just brought you an opportunity. Instead of you embracing it, you just ripped it to shreds. But yeah, I promise you, they're second guessing themselves now.
Me and Joe always say this one thing. Who said it's a bad idea?
Yep, exactly. That's for sure. But
no such thing as a bad idea unless you don't say nothing about it.
Exactly. But I'm excited. All right, we are going to world premiere both of these songs now on Atlas Star Records Radio. Yes, we got Zoleek, "You Can't Get In,"
yes,
and
ma'am.
"Night Talk."
Yeah. So, baby. Franco the Don. Baby. Talk about it. You know about me, I don't need a vow. So, having my way, I can do it all. Can I just dig me a lotus flower? Like it big in a bag, like an itty bow. I can snag a bit like my Lowry. The pink dollar thing ain't got power. Please tell me. I can't read your mind, let's talk about it. You know about me, I don't need a vow. So, having my way, I can do it all. Can I just dig me a lotus flower? Like it big in a bag, like an itty bow. I can snag a bit like my Lowry. The P, the only thing they got power. Hey, it's so bad. Anybody tell you at this, I go crazy. Recognize who you stepping to, ooh, baby. Put it up just like that, don't move, baby. Let you go and roll up to get your blades. Pulling on your hair and you just got it laid. Still a long time when I'm pulling up late. Don't worry about little baby, you straight. Let you talk your shit, just don't tell on me. Let you step on anybody, just don't turn on me. When I did it, I be getting it, I be picking up speed. Must be from the Himalayas, that's a play in me. So leave, raise the temp to 1,000 degrees. I'ma talk back if you talk to me. I'ma grab that, throw it back at me. Did anything, you real with me. Please tell me. I can't read your mind, let's talk about it. You know about me, I don't need a vow. So, having my way, I can do it all. Can I just dip me a lotus flower? Like it big in the bag, like an itty bow. I can snag a bitch like my Lowry. The pink, the only thing they got power. Please tell me. I can't read your mind, let's talk about it. You know about me, I don't need a vow. So, having my way, I can do it all. Can I just dip me a lotus flower? Like it big in a bag, like an itty bow. I can snag a bitch like my Lowry. The P, the whole thing, they got power. Do me, I do you, that's an even exchange. I'm a real one, like how I do my thing. I can tell about the brain, won't mention your name. You just fell for a thug, that's a part of the game. Try to replace, but these other niggas lame. Get the picture, I'ma beat the frame. Cold peanut butter, it's the handles for me. Should be charged, how you put it on me? Hit, she tell me don't stop, I'm lit. I'm picky, want you to use all lip. Fish, if something ain't right, I dip. Swear it ain't nothing, it's too many out chill. She get left out chill like bang bang grill. Walk with a stiff, no left, still pill. For the ones that need two hands to grill. Baby, come here, I just wanna say something. Please tell me. I can't read your mind, let's talk about it. You know about me, I don't need a vow. So, having my way, I'ma do it out. Can I just dip me a lotus flower? Like it big in a bag, like an itty bow. I can snag a bitch like my Lowry. The pink, the old thing, they got power. Please tell me. I can't read your mind, let's talk about it. You know about me, I don't need a vow. So, having my way, I can do it out. Can I just dip me a lotus flower? Like it big in a bag, like an itty bow. I can snag a bitch like my Lowry. The pink, the old thing, they got power.
Wow, yeah, there you have it, world premiere, Atlas Star Records Radio. And we've got, I'm so glad we have the artist on here, and we are world premiering several artists from Atlas Star Records. Joe, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right, yes, I Joe. I know that we've got somebody calling in from a different state, so I'm not sure if they're able to do that. But Joe, what do you see Atlas Star doing as far as over the next 6 months? Where do you if all goes well as planned, and things that I know that are, you know, behind the scenes going on, where do you see Atlas Star Records in 6 months?
We'll definitely have submissions for Grammys next year. There's without a doubt qualified artists on our label that are Grammy material, and we will be certain to be submitting them. As a Grammy voting member, I'm going to be able to cast ballots and get these guys the recognition they deserve. You know, we're talking about like world-class talent that we've found, but by the grace of God, God has led these people to me and led me to these people, these artists that just needed a chance, just needed somebody to believe in them. And, you know, now we're talking about, you know, in the next few weeks, even endorsement deals that are going to be life changing, you know, the connections and the network that we have is so strong, and it's not localized. It's global. It's a, you know, people thought I was crazy going global first before I came local, and I went against the grain, man. And I go big or go home.
Go big or go home. Right? That's what you did. You went worldwide first.
That's the whole message I'm trying to relay with just our name alone, Atlas Star. Right. Atlas is a map to the stars.
Yep. And trust me, I can't wait, male and female Grammy winners. Like I told you, I said, I promise you, I'll be standing up on that stage one day here soon, just like the rest of the artists from Atlas Star, because that's the one thing that when you and I first met and we realized that, you know, God's got to be in it or it's not going to happen. And I think
it's not going to happen.
We have a total story of we wanted things and God said not yet. And literally to the point of like making things just like halt and stop. And then now that we look back at what happened during that time, now we go, oh, now we see why, because he had bigger and better, and he didn't want us to.
Transitions and regrouping that has to go on with any company.
Exactly.
Any company trying to do something big, you're gonna run into roadblocks, and it's just how you handle those roadblocks. And if you're gonna have faith, well, have faith and believe that God's gonna get you through any obstacle. I don't care what it is.
Right. And he pretty much has. And like I said, I've been trying to tell people, look, when you're going to a different level, a lot of people that you thought were going with you are not going to go with you. And we can't question why things, you know, went a certain way or why they didn't go a certain way. But I've learned better than anything else, and I say this all the time, God sees and hears conversations that we don't. So when people just suddenly drop off, or hey, I don't want to talk to you anymore, or hey, I'm going to block you on every social media that there is, you also have to look at that.
I'm the one doing the blocking nowadays.
You are, but I mean, I know what it's like to be there and go, wait a minute, this person was supposed to be going to the next level. No, just because we want to bring certain people, Joe, I think we both know sometimes people are just seasons in our life and we hold on to them for lifetimes and we're not supposed to.
I want to quote Zoe Leek, crabs in the bucket. You know what I mean? There's people that just want to leech on and benefit from the fruits of your labor. I'm not letting anybody steal anything else from me. I've been robbed so many times. I'm not letting it happen no more, and I'm not going to let my artists get robbed.
Right.
You know, I'm all about my artists first. I want their best interest is at my heart, in the core of my heart and my soul. I'm doing this for them. This is more about them than it is for me, you know?
Right, because without having, you know, the foundation of a good your record label, I mean, how many things have we, you know, seen over the years where, you know, record labels and artists, they end up, you know, going at each other's throats when it didn't have to be that way.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, with you,
no,
it's totally different. It's, hey, this is where we're at. This is what it is. This is what it looks like. And here you go. If you want to come on the journey with us, we'll promote you.
Something.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, we're building something.
Exactly.
We're going to put you out there. We're going to do everything in our power with all the resources we have, as little or as much as it may be. You know, I think we have more resources in our connections and our network than we do financially on paper. You know, those connections and relationships that we've been building for the last however long I've been in the industry.
Right.
Those are priceless. Those are priceless.
Exactly.
I'm sharing that with these artists that are either just coming in or have been with us for a while. The ones that have been with us for a while, they know, they've seen everything happen. They've seen people leave at the wrong time, you know, right before things were getting really good, you know, and
right. People need patience. Really, sometimes they forget about patience. And sometimes when something's taken from you or something isn't given to you, it's because you're about to get bigger and better than what you had hoped for. And I try to tell people that, you know, in my line of work and what I do, I see a lot of people daily, and you know, you never know what somebody else is going through. So always, you know, always be kind and wish people well. And I know that there's artists that, you know, have left, you know, your label and now they wish they didn't leave. Well, sometimes when you burn a bridge, you burn it. And that's something I try to tell people. Be careful what you say in anger. because you can't unsay it. Like, you can't unhear certain things. And I just know that from what I've been privy to, you know, knowing you and a lot of the behind the scenes, like I said, it's literally about to have an Atlas Star Records explosion. And people go, wait, Atlas Star represents Zolik, the real Lisa V, you know, Gene Anderson, the Poo Poo Man, you know, I mean, everybody that, you know, A+. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
I just really
got goosebumps. Look at, if you could see on, I'm serious. I'm trying to show the camera. I have every hair. Bobby's feeling it too. Like, Atlas Star Records. It's going to be like, you know, Sony and everybody to wear like Maverick Record. Like, oh my gosh, look at all these stars from Atlas Star.
We just signed a deal with Sony. We're working with them now.
Oh, see, look at this, and I yay! Yes, this is awesome.
I'm announcing it first on your show, Lisa.
I'm telling you, all these artists that are on tonight, what you're dropping right now, and I know that you and I both knew that God put us together, and it was just crazy because of what I was able to tell you, which is, you know, between us, but. It's crazy how, like I said, if you would have told me a year ago that we would be world premiering Atlas Star Records Radio here out of Champa Bay,
yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And I sit here and I know that we've had obstacles to get over to even, you know, get this show off the, you know, the starting blocks. And it was like, nope, we're not even going to stress this. God's got this. He's never not got it. We just try to do his job.
November 3rd is going down in history as a date to remember, and so is October 20th when it was originally supposed to happen. You know, we came down there on a mission, and the main mission wasn't the radio show; it was the Good Times deal.
Yep.
You know, that's what we came down here for, and that's what we're walking away with from that ordeal. We went through hell to get that ordeal.
Oh, did we? Oh God, I can't wait to laugh about it in our houses, and you know, when we get picked up with our limos. But I'm not kidding you when I make a joke saying, "Are you kidding me? What's going on?" It's like I can't make this up. I'm like, "All right, let's do this. We got this." And and I mean, like I said, here I was at a Cracker Barrel, and I just crack up because every time I think about Faith and a video that she sent me about how she said, "I didn't think white people love Jesus as much as black people." I'm gonna throw that right out there. I thought I was gonna die, but you never realize who is supposed to come in your life, and you got, you know, from the trip that was. To get you here. Oh, I'm going to be on the radio. I'm going to kill two birds with one stone. Well, no, that was to take precedence, but we didn't see that until God said, hi, this trip is not about the radio world premiere, because we had a storm here. We had one phone line into this place. It was really hard. So it would have been not the way we wanted it to be, which is how it is right now. Perfect. As far as I'm concerned.
And Lisa, I got to give you credit. This show tonight has been amazing. For me to be a part of, I'm as the executive producer, I guess you would call me, for putting this together with you. You know, I couldn't have asked for a better show. We had some amazing talent. Those songs are all fire. They're all hits, in my opinion. And with the right promotion and the right push, you're going to be hearing these songs over and over again on 230 more stations within the next couple months.
I can't wait to MC shows where I introduce these artists. So yeah, I'm excited about all that. So we have, if I'm not mistaken, we have one more song, and it's by Gene Anderson, the Poo Poo Man.
Yeah,
and we're going to premiere that right now.
About.
Yeah. Okay. What's the name of the song that we've got coming on, Joe?
Atomic Dog Jr. with Melly Mel. From the Grandmaster Furious Five, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Melly Mel, he's featured on a song called Atomic Dog, which written by Gene Anderson. And this is the 40th anniversary of the original Atomic Dog, written by George Clinton.
I have,
so this is the remix.
Roller Skate.
We have actually the one that we have in the studio, unless you can send us the other
roller
one.
Roller Skate.
Roller Skate, yes.
Okay. I'm talking about another Gene Anderson song. He's got so many. I'm
he
sorry.
Does. That's
yeah,
okay. Rollers. So we're premiering Roller Skate right now, 106.1 FM, Atlas Star Records Radio.
Do your thing, let it all go. Roll the skate. We can turn around, go it backwards. Turn around, go it backwards.
Another world premiere song here on Atlas Star Radio Records Radio. And I have a shout out. My hair and my nails and everything is from ACB Day Spa, located at 7101 9th Avenue North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33710. Phone number by appointment only, 727-265-5448. Please let Annette know that you heard this little ditty on 106.1 FM, Atlas Star Records Radio. And Joe, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
We actually found the song, Atomic, that was we had on, Dawn had it on her show a few weeks ago. So without further ado, that song will close out our show. Joe, do you have anything you want to say to the listeners and keep them hanging for the next Atlas Star Records Radio show?
Hey, listen, we got 60 artists in 12 countries, so you never know what's coming next.
Exactly.
Watch what we do next.
I can't wait. We got to go to Colombia, remember? We have to go. So we're going. I can't wait. But anyways, thank you so much to the artists. Thank you, Gene Anderson. Thank you, A Plus the Ghost. Thank you, Zolique. And of course, thank you, Joe, a.k.a. Uncle Joe Gallagher Jr., the head cheese at Atlas Star Records. I couldn't be more blessed to premiere this. But without further ado, we're going to put that song on. And once again, thank you, listeners. 106.1 FM, Atlas Star Records Radio.
can.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, a dog had a little boy. Boy went around town, hitting everything possible. And after a while, when there was no dogs left to hit, then he started chasing the cats. Last time I seen him, that was where he was at.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.